Amen. Thank the Lord this evening. As I was here on the grounds, it came to my mind how the Church of God is a different civilization. This is a whole nother world that we are in from the world that's outside of this place of our homes, our godly upbringing. So tonight I want to just encourage us to be proud of your godly upbringing.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord has a thought how because of Abraham's faithfulness to God, his generation was blessed. As saints, we are Abraham's heirs, and the saints' children will be blessed because of their parents' faithfulness to God. Just want to encourage the parents to train up your children in the way that they should go. And when they are old, it will not depart from them. I'm a living witness. We're going to, as saints' children, the devil tricks us and we feel as though we're missing something out in the world. It looks good. It looks alluring. You see people, they look like they're having so much fun. It's just so happy. They smiling. They partying, drinking, smoking. But the devil never shows you their internal woe that they are feeling. The tiredness of, they get tired of smoking a cigarette, but they have no power to put it down. They get tired of drinking. They get tired of that scene, but they have no power within themselves to say, I can't, I'm tired of this. They don't have the power to walk away from it. So, saints, be encouraged to train your children up in the way that they should go. Yes. Don't forsake judgment. If your child asks you, Mama, can I go to the party? Or can I do this? Or can I do that? Let your thoughts be weighed out by the Word of God. Your answer, let it be weighed out by what the Word of God say. It don't matter if they get mad. They might throw a fit. They might call you out your name or whatever. Don't even worry about it. Just stand firm on what the Word of God says. They'll thank you for it later. Amen. Parents, be proud that your child is not being raised or has been raised according to the course of this world. I thought about the scripture that came to my mind. The iniquity of the fathers will be recompensed or rewarded upon the man's children. It's Jeremiah 32:18. I just want to encourage the saved young people. Have a mind to be a blessing to your parents. Encourage your saved parents in godly things. The devil will have you feeling like I'm too young. You know, mama been saved my whole life and I can't be a help to her, but the Bible say out of the mouth of babes, it's perfected praise. Amen. Be a blessing to them. Give them, if you see them going through something and God put something on your mind, just tell them and they'll thank you for it later. It'll be a blessing unto them. So thank the Lord for that. We are workers together. We all are members in this one big body of Christ. My hand, it won't move properly. Amen. We are all members of this one big body of Christ. So be encouraged to be a blessing to your parents and let God use you in any way that he sees fit. Exercise your gift. God gives us gifts in the kingdom. It might not be what Brother Sister Susie's gift is, or as my father say, Brother Cucumber, his gift. Use your gift. Whatever God has given you, use it to be a blessing. You got something, a talent that's strictly given to you from God. Let the Lord use you in that. Be proud, young people, that your parents require you to dress modestly. Immodest dress entices boys and it entices girls to want to get physical with you. Amen. Be proud that your grandmother, your mother, your sister, whoever the godly influence is in your life that's there and they telling you, you got this on, you don't need that on. You know, you need to go take that off. Be proud of that. Amen. Be proud that you have a curfew. After certain hours of the night, much wickedness is going on, and your parents are trying to shield you from that. Don't sneak out after curfew. I done that. Don't sneak out after curfew. But I got busted, too. My mama, she heard me out on the front and told me, Charisse, get in here. And it was embarrassing. So come on in. When your mama tell you to come in, come in. My mother was trying to shield me from a whole nother world that she knew that I was not ready for. Be proud of the godly heritage that has been given to you, young people. Your parents, your grandmother, your uncle, your sister, your aunts that are saved are giving you the best thing ever given, which is a godly heritage. It will last forever. Amen. Young people, be proud that your parents make, young men, be proud that your parents make you get a haircut. The Bible says it is a shame for a man to have long hair. Amen. Young women, young girls, be proud that your mother won't let you get a short haircut. The Bible says a woman's hair is her glory. Amen. Be proud of that. Be proud that you have, some of the saints have a family devotion at home with your parent, with your children. Young people, be proud that you have that. Your parents are giving you God to help you face the challenges of this life, to help you go on through this world and give you, they're giving you God, which is the only thing that will really help us to make it throughout this Amen. World. I mean, I've came to see here just within the last couple of months, your brain, it cannot even think right without God. Amen. It cannot. Your mind is everywhere. You got all type of thoughts going in through your mind. If you don't have the word of God there to sustain your thinking, you will get caught up in all type of stuff. So your parents are trying to help you. They say, come on, it's family devotion time. Let's do it. Don't come to the devotion with a bad spirit. Because if you do that, you're going to miss your blessing. And God is seeing you. He's looking at this spirit you come into the devotion with. Parents, if you do that at your home and you have a devotion, keep that up. The devil don't want that to keep going. He'll make you get a spirit to where you just so tired and just sleepy and you get caught up in this. I got to do that and this. Just stop. All that can wait. Amen. Lord, let me give this time to you to help mold my children and myself in the things of God. Amen. It'll help, the devotion will help you to live in this world. It'll keep your mind clearer to do what's right throughout the week. Be proud, young people, that you come from a praying family and saying in the world, the family that prays together stays together. I remember a time when I wasn't saved, my friend's cousin, he was a young man, and he got shot, and it was late at night, and all I knew to do was call my mama. I say, well, let's call mama. She can pray. Amen. So thank God for that. Mama prayed with us right there. She may have been asleep. I don't even know. But she prayed with us. Yeah. And that young man, God raised him up. He was all right. You know, he didn't lose his life. Amen. So thank God for that. Be proud that you got a mother or a father or some type of godly influence in your life that can reach heaven. Y'all know how many people out here that have family and they family cannot reach God. They can't pray and say, Lord, help this situation. Because God, he not hearing the prayers of the wicked. He not. But God's ear is inclined to the prayers of his people. He hears his saints' prayers. Be proud of that, young people. We have a great gift that God has given us. God, he chose us to be born into the family that we were born into. We didn't choose it, but God chose us because he has a plan for us. He has a purpose. He don't want us to get caught up out here in this world. This world, it'll hurt you. It won't love you like your parents do. It won't love you like the saints do. It won't love you like God do. This world don't care nothing about you. It'll chew you up and spit you out, and it's going to keep right on spinning. It's going to keep right on spinning. It don't care. The devil don't care nothing about us. And it's something about Church of God kids. It's like, we know better. So the devil make us just get all the way out there. We just get caught up in all type of stuff. Whatever it is that's going on, I want it. Y'all popping pills today, give me one. Y'all smoking marijuana today, give me some. Y'all drinking, give it to me. But the devil ain't showing you. You're going to get hooked on this thing. Amen. And then once a brain cell is dead, it's gone. It ain't coming back. It's no replenishing for it. Once you get hooked on this pill, then it's like you feel this burden. And as you want to come up out of it. But the devil is an oppressor. So he's going to keep you smashed down with it. And it's going to be so heavy up on you. You ain't going to, it's just like you're not going to have a lifeline. You're not. But don't you know you got a praying mother? You got a praying father. You got a praying grandmother, a auntie, a cousin, a sister. You got somebody that's out there praying for you. And God is hearing their prayers. And he'll move. And God will be right there. I'm right here. I'll give you this lifeline. Or he'll send somebody to come talk to you. You out here. I see you. Don't you know God got a better life for you? He got something better for you. Don't you want to come and get it? It's a free gift. All you got to do is take it. Amen. Be proud of you. Be proud of where you came from. You come from a godly home. Be proud of that. The devil will have you to not be proud of that. Be proud of how you be proud of how you are presented to the world. Your parents, they just trying to help you. You won't experience the hardships that some of your friends will experience in their home. Be thankful to God for your upbringing. It will bless you throughout your life. Be proud that you're not like your unsaved family and friends. Be proud that you're not like them. It's something different in you. You cut from a different cloth. You're not like them. You're not. And don't try and fit in with them, because even if you try to fit in, you're going to still stick out like a sore thumb. They're going to know something is different about you. They're going to call you church girl or church boy. All right, hey, praise the Lord. I'm going to church today. You want to come? You can come too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be thankful. Be proud to be different. Having a different outlook on life. Be proud to be a virgin, young people. God intended, and he still intends, for all of us to be virgins until we get married. Why? God is trying to shield you from some hardship that comes along with that. Amen. It's some hurt feelings that come along with that. You give yourself to somebody, and they're not giving themselves to you. They're not really studying you except for what they're getting from you. Keep your virginity. It's precious. And you'll be glad that you did if you do it. Amen. Be proud to tell the truth. To escape the lake of fire. Amen. Be proud to be saved and tell somebody about the Lord. Be proud about that. Go to school with your head held high. We are children of the saint. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Be proud if you saved. Don't walk around with your head down. You got this sad look on your face all the time. We present Jesus to the world. We want to make holiness and godliness attractive to people. We want them to see us as, man, this girl, she always happy. What's she always smiling about? Why is she so happy? Why is this boy so glad all the time? Didn't his mama just die? Didn't he just lose his grandmother? Didn't he just get a bad grade on this test? Why is he so happy? Hey, amen. Because you got a helper. You ain't by yourself. You got Jesus, and he right there telling you, hey, this is all right. Keep on going. If you made a bad grade, let's work on it. Let's get it together. Amen. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Cherish the gift. Cherish the treasure that's in us as the gift of God. It's something that we should hold at a very high esteem, because people are out here in this world and they living and they don't have no help. People in this world don't have no help. We have help. We have Jesus. He's our helper. Amen. We have somebody we can go to and carry our burdens to and say, Lord, you help me with this. Whereas people out here, they don't have a chance. They don't have no help. They dependent on themselves and other people. So be proud of what you have in God. Amen. The devil will cause you to think that because you can't do these things, that you're missing out on something. But in reality, he knows you have the best thing. Your saved parents, or family could have ever given you, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Be proud you can count on your saved parents. Amen. Your loved ones to always tell you the truth, even if it hurts your feelings and if you don't want to hear it. Be proud of that. You can go to your grandma. Grandma, tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. They're going to tell you what the Bible said. And sometimes it cuts you, because you don't want to hear that. If you don't want to line up to it, it'll cut you. But if it's just, well, you know, you'll have that confidence in your parents' salvation to know, I know mama and daddy telling me the truth. And I guarantee you, if you obey that, you will not regret it. But if you don't do as your parents tell you to do or as they encourage you to do, you'll regret it because you will make a mistake. Amen. The devil wants to make you unappreciative of what you have so that you go out to the world and get let down every time. Be thankful for the saints of God who pray for you, talk to you, encourage you in the things of God. The saints love you, and God does too, and your parents do too. The world doesn't love you. It cares nothing about you. Be proud of the standards that have been instilled in you in your home. The standards for living, the standards for dress, they are set in place by God for his people.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Be thankful for the pastor of your church that gives you the truth of God's word. He's looking out for your soul.
Yes.
Amen. Be proud if you've always been raised in a home with both parents present in the home.
Yes.
Even if one of them is not saved, at least they are a part of your life. Amen. Be proud to be an obedient child, that your days may be long on the earth. Amen. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'll read it here. It's in Ephesians. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. I'm going to read that promise, too. It's Exodus 20 and 12. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. You pay attention to a child that is disrespectful to their parent, or that just doesn't regard what's being said to them. You watch their life. You mock them. And you watch and see they're going to have a hard life. And some of them even going to have, they're going to get cut down in their young age. You mock them. You mark them. Mark and see how they treat their parents. If you see a child that's being rude and disrespectful to their mama or their parent or whoever it is that is over them, you stay on away from them so that that influence that they got won't affect you.
Amen.
So you'll just cut them off. Sometimes it's good to cut people off that ain't helping you to further
Amen.
Yourself to create a better person within you. It's nothing wrong with that. Let them go. Because if they're your real friend, they're going to be there with you, and they're going to encourage you to do good things.
Right.
Even if they're not saved, they're going to encourage you to do good things with your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. It says, be proud to be the only saved person in your family.
Yes.
Amen. Through your life,
right.
Your family will be blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Be proud of that. The devil will have you just saying, I'm up in here with all these unsaved people. He'll have you feeling just so down and out about that. But be proud. Present God to your family. Present Jesus to them. Let them see how it's a beautiful thing to serve the Lord. Don't let the devil steal your joy and have you thinking, this is just not right. I can't do nothing. I just feel down. That ain't God. God is the lifter of our head. The devil, he's an oppressor. He want to keep you bound in any way that he can. Amen. If you are here and you're not saved today, you can be the person to keep God's heritage going in your family.
Yes.
Don't rob yourself of eternal life with God and a good earthly life. God loves you, and no good thing will he ask you to give up. I can truly honestly say that no good thing have I given up
right.
for God. No good
yeah.
thing. He didn't ask me to give up those things that he put in me that are good. Good things that are in you. If you like to play the piano, if you like to sing, if you like to, you know, if you're artistic, if you like to sculpt and these things, those are good, you know, those are good things. You can use your hands, you can use that talent to
right.
be a blessing, to use it as unto the Lord. God gave
Amen.
It to you, so use it as unto God, you know. But just be encouraged today. Be proud, young people, that you came from a Church of God home What a great blessing it is. Amen. I thank God for showing me this. This is something that God showed me not long ago. Just what a blessing. Just how it's just a blessing. Our parents may not be able to leave us behind when they pass away. They may not be able to leave us a lot of earthly possessions.
Right.
But they have given us the best gift ever given to mankind.
Yeah.
They've given us Jesus Christ. They've given us the truth of God's word. Amen. It's a lot of false doctrine out here. Amen, young people. Be encouraged to not allow yourself to go after that because you don't want to follow the true way that you know. Come back. If you're not saved, if you done been saved and went back on God, come back to Father's house. It's good there. Amen. I'm glad that I came back to Father's house. I went out in the world. I allowed myself to get caught up in the things of the world, the smoking, the drinking, the partying, the fornication, just the reveling, that lifestyle of, I even tried to sell drugs, but that didn't work. Just, I was doing drugs, just different things, but that world out there, that world hurt me. It hurt me. I was hurt, and I was tired, but you always know. In the back of your mind, God got a better life for me. It's something more to living than this. Lord, what is this? What am I doing to myself? I, just like the prodigal son said, he said, I can go back to my father's house and eat the crumbs that fall from the servant's table. They eat, you know, they eat better than this. I don't have to live like this.
Right.
Come on back to God if you've been saved and you went back on God. Amen. It's a better life. It's something greater. Amen. Be encouraged, young people. Appreciate the godly heritage that's been given to us. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. Amen. Thank God for that. Let us go forth. We the future church. Amen. Our parents and grandmothers, they're going to fall off the scene. God need preachers. He need evangelists. He need prayer warriors. He need us to keep the kingdom going, to keep it built up in the minds of people. Amen. Don't let God down. Our family, they're looking at us. They see us. They see us. They say, my cousin, she going on for the Lord. She ain't partying with us no more. She ain't drinking. She ain't smoking. She going to church. Keep that going. Don't tear God down in the minds of people. What God has helped you to build up for so many years, it can be towed out in the twinkling of a minute. The minute you pick up that drink of alcohol, it's towed down in their mind. It's just something that the devil can use to say, it ain't nothing to that life. I told you. She just going through all this. She wearing these skirts and took off all this stuff. And it ain't nothing to that. You just may as well just keep on going. But it's the devil will take you longer. He'll take you further than you want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And he will make you pay a price that you are not willing to pay. You do not want to lose your soul. That message that Brother Dishman preached last night was a very good message. It's something that caused us to think. One day we're going to leave this world behind. And you think about this, a thought the Lord gave me. We live every day and we give our flesh what it wants. We please it in any way we can. But when we die, we please the flesh while all the time our soul is crying out for God. But when we die, our flesh, it goes into the ground. It feels no pain. No torment, nothing. It's going to go back to ashes. Dust to dust, it's going to go back to the dirt. But your soul is what's going to burn in hell forever. May the Lord help us to be proud. I want us to be proud of it. I was crying doing this tonight. Just be proud of it. Be proud of what God has given us. He blessed us with this. He picked us individually to be born in a godly home. He picked us. We didn't pick it. He picked us. Ask yourself, why did God pick me to be born in this family? Why am I here? Lord, what do you want me to do? Why is my grandmother saved? Why is she encouraging me to go to church? Why is she telling me, don't do that? Don't do that. If you be disrespectful, your days will be short. Don't do that. You better listen. You better listen to what she's saying. God uses his people to deliver the message to us. If he talks to our mind too, as Holy Spirit do, but he uses his people to come and just reinforce what he done already told you once before. So listen up, young people. Be encouraged. Hey, be proud. Be proud that we come from a godly home. It's a great privilege. Let us not count it as something as if it's not.